Absolutely, but all the comments I made about the Earth earlier apply to this one as well. This is the thing I wanted to make sure to add, so I'm glad you asked, is that the human eye adjusting is another thing that had huge impact. Some of the colors and their patterns did not appear in the moon, the Aristarchus Plateau, you know, with the browns, the streaks that we saw there, until you stared, kind of like the impact flash. You really have to be staring. And it wasn't because of intention. It was because my eyes were adjusting. And so as soon as I would look inside the cabin, the vehicle, if those bright LEDs that were in the vehicle or if the sun was reflecting off of a corner of the windowsill or the bright Earth in the field of view, those things would change my eye, and I'd have to wait for them to adjust again. And I want to add, while Victor's talking about that, on the Capcom tape color, let me see if I can nod to my crewmates, but when we're looking at Earth, just a normal Earth lit up by the sun, I'm seeing these deep blue pictures of, like, Earth Day photos, Apollo 8 photos, but when we look out, the cloud cover is so bright, it is almost blindingly bright, and you really cannot make out significant detail in the Earth when we're at long distance on a sunlit Earth. So it was very interesting to me that the Earth is so bright from the clouds that it is actually hard to look at.
Hey, since we're going discretion style, like you mentioned, I'll add a couple comments on color. I didn't notice color changing my view, except maybe, like Victor said, it was I didn't realize it when I looked down at the PCB and back, because I do think there was a time scale there where you saw things a little differently if you just stared for a long time, and sometimes even staring out into the blackness to kind of reset and come back. So I think that is a note. We were very much reliant on PCBs for instruction, but that did cause our eyes to constantly refresh on those colors. I didn't notice necessarily a color difference, but just like a quality of observation, maybe like he was saying, like the details or the contrast. So it might have even been a night vision thing. Yeah, that's all saying that. I did want to mention that when we were getting the really, really high amount of light into the windows, even the shrouded windows from the sun, the reflection on things behind the observer that are in the cabin was really strong on the window. So there's some high albedo things behind our heads, like there's a white bar, the abort sticker on the RHC, some other metal things, like we have some white bungees. I was trying to observe the dark side of the moon during the Earth set, while the Earth was behind it, and I ended up asking Reed to give me some black t-shirts, and we covered all of that stuff so that the reflection was just less in the glass, and it worked so well. It basically made observing for impact flashes possible, whereas it wouldn't have been otherwise. So that's a good tip, and I would even recommend, like, maybe as part of your stuff, if you have this in the future, like a black room, a dark room cloth or something to lay behind the observers. Finally, back on the question of moon color change during Earth set, the other thing that that happened, which was kind of, I think, just more in the category of like a mirage or something, even though I recognize there's no atmosphere around the moon that would do that would cause the same things as mirages on Earth. There was definitely an effect, like when the Earth actually set, of like when it first touched the moon, it was like your eyes didn't know what to do at that boundary, and it kind of just created a lot of light in that spot. Once it got below that tangent first touch, then it got more normal, and I was able to just see the Earth, see the moon, and see their contact. That's all for me. Anybody else on this question?
Thank you, Christina. And as I think I saw you notice, we did just get video a couple minutes ago, so it's nice to see you as we're talking to you. Next question is for all of you. Ohm crater was observed by all four of you, and we're interested in whether your different viewing angles resulted in how you observed Ohm. Jeremy and Reed saw it first. Were you able to see the ejector rays, the central peak? And then Christina and Victor, you were next, and you observed Ohm later in the past. Could you resolve similar or different features than what you're about to hear from Jeremy and Reed?